Yo, it's the Southside's own Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
There's a blast deep into the night. And a two-run homer for Baez.
And there it goes. Abreu massacres this ball to left center field.
Donna goes in motion left. Snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left. Angling. 25-20. Got a block for Brown. 50. 10. 5. Touchdown. 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 Don't win it. We're headed to Atlanta.
Trubisky's going to run it. And he is going to get a first down. How about Trubisky to the 42-yard line? Oh, my goodness.
In the ring. Steamboat's got him up. A slam.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What's up? What's up? And welcome in. You're listening to ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood, weeknights at 7 here on ESPN 1000. With open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is the telephone number. Hit me up on Instagram, IGJHood. On Snapchat, SnapJHood. You follow me on Snapchat, I will follow you back guaranteed here on this rainy Tuesday night. On the program, we will hear from Jesse Rogers, who covers the Cubs for ESPN.com, as well as ABC7 Eyewitness News. We'll hear from Jesse coming up at 7:30 at the bottom of the hour, live from Los Angeles. Also, we'll hear from Dan Durkin from TheAthletic.com, because, you know, if it's 8:10 and it's a weeknight, it is summer of football. We celebrate the great game of football, college or pro. Dan Durkin, terrific writer for TheAthletic.com, will be with us coming to 8:10. We do Tales from the Hood, stories of sports, entertainment, everything else in between. Also, it starts tonight and every Tuesday moving forward. Every Tuesday after SmackDown Live is done on the USA Network, we will bring you Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. So if you know of a wrestling fan, or if you know someone that enjoys professional wrestling slash sports entertainment, make sure that you tune in at 9 o'clock for Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. My friend and guest, Dave LaGreca from Busted Open on Sirius XM Rush, Channel 93. He hosts a show Monday through Friday mornings, and he talks so much about professional wrestling with a number of co-hosts. Dave LaGreca will join me after SmackDown is over at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Had a half hour of the best wrestling talk that you'll hear all week right here on ESPN 1000. We do this every summer, and so this is the time that we started here every Tuesday moving forward at 9 o'clock after SmackDown. Also, we'll hear from friend of the program, Worldwide Wob. The man really is Mr. NBA Twitter. He is Rob Perez from The Cycle and ESPN, that bucket show he does with Cassidy Hubbard. We will hear from the Worldwide Wob, Rob Perez, coming up at 9:35 right here on ESPN 1000. We talk free agency with him and the NBA. And plenty of time for your thoughts as well, 312-332-ESPN. That is our phone number. Hope that you had a great Tuesday, and hope that you have a great Tuesday night as we're together until 10 o'clock. And then we hand it over to Dan Le Batard, Stu Gotts, and Greg Cody, right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. So glad that you're with me. As I mentioned, we're going to talk to Jesse coming up at the bottom of the hour. But let me start off with the Chicago Cubs, because there's some news taking place with this Cubs team.
Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today. Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Yeah, so some news coming across regarding the Cubs. The Cubs placed third baseman Chris Bryant on the 10-day disabled list. Left shoulder inflammation retroactive to June 23rd. A right-handed pitcher, Justin Hancock, he has right shoulder inflammation, both on the 10-day disabled list. They optioned right-handed pitcher Dwayne Underwood Jr. back to Iowa after his outing yesterday, which we will address in just a moment. And so Luke Farrell, Dylan Maples, David Bode, they are recalled from AAA. So those are the moves made by the Cubs. But that top story about Chris Bryant being on the disabled list. Chris Bryant being one of the best players in the game in Major League Baseball. He's been away for a couple of days. There was something going on. You and I knew it. But now he's going to be on the DL to be able to kind of rest that issue with his left shoulder inflammation. So this goes back to the conversation that you and I had yesterday before the Cubs and Dodgers game. And that is asking the question whether or not you feel that the Cubs are a one-man band. Now, I don't feel that they are. When I've watched Cubs baseball, and you've watched it as well, whether you like the team or not, it's a successful team. It's a team that's going to be in the playoffs, in the postseason, especially if there are no more other major injuries that are coming to the team. Because as is, when you watch Cubs baseball, you always know that they're going to give you an honest effort with that offense. Even with the struggles, you know that in that lineup is Kyle Schwarber. In that lineup is Javier Baez. In that lineup is Anthony Rizzo and Zobrist and Almora and Hayward. And they just come at you waves. And so when you have so much offense on a roster, you can always expect some good things at some point. But with Bryant out, I don't believe that the Cubs are a one-man band. But I'm starting to wonder how the Cubs will fare without him for the next 10 days. See, I've always felt that they've always had enough. Like the one thing that I don't worry about with Cubs baseball more times than not is their offense. I always believe in their offense because look at the lineup. I mean, it's troublesome to any pitcher that looks across the other side of the diamond and you see Rizzo on the other side, you see Baez, and you see Ian Happ, who's home run or nothing. You know, there's Almora. There's so many parts to this Cubs machine. And despite their doldrums as of late, the one thing that we can always say in the last few years under Madden is that they will streak and trend in the wrong direction, but they find a way out of it because of the roster composition. So we're talking about the Cubs here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. So with Bryant out, let's put this on the poll, Sean, at ESPN 1000. Let's ask you, I will ask you whether or not you feel that, do you feel that the Cubs are a one-man band? Meaning that, can they survive without Chris Bryant? You know, do you feel that it's just, the team is only just predicated on what Chris Bryant does? And I think that they can overcome this, but it's not going to be easy because there's been a number of other Cubs that have not come through offensively as of late. And of course, before the Bryant situation and some of the other moves that were made on the roster, the lead story for the Cubs tonight was that they lost again. Lost to the Los Angeles Dodgers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses in a row. They have been winless on this road trip. So the streak continues to 5 in a row. This has not been a good look for the Cubs. And Maeda, the starter for Los Angeles, was sensational keeping the Dodgers in the ballgame. And so I'm listening to Joe Madden yesterday, and I know that it's affecting him, but he will never let you see him sweat, which I think is a good thing because there are a number of managers, whether it's Buck Showalter or Bruce Bochy, they got the red face going and they're upset and you can just see that they're seething if they go through a long losing streak, right? Well, with Joe Madden, he just talks his way through the issues, right? He pontificates and he just talks about what's going on with the team to make you believe that everything is rosy. We're all going to wear bib overalls. Everything is fine. So Madden talked about how the pitching staff did their job and the offense needs to cash in.
Dwayne did his job and then Rosario, everybody was good. Everybody's good. We kept them at 2 runs tonight with just really mixing it up a lot. So I'm really, really pleased with that. We just have to, again, the more offensive thing we've been talking about, that we had a couple opportunities, but not many. But we got to cash in.
Something else that stood out to what Madden said, too, regarding Underwood. Now, Underwood was a starter for the Cubs, as I mentioned. Dwayne Underwood Jr. Was out there. Dodger Stadium, big spot, right? Rookie. His major league debut is at the famed Dodger Stadium. And I noticed on a 75-degree night, like the cold sweat going down his face. I mean, you can imagine the butterflies, right? The nervousness from Underwood in that game yesterday. He gave you 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 77 pitches and 47 for strikes. And, you know, he hung in there pretty well against, I think it's a pretty good Dodger team. Again, especially when you think about the opportunity to pitch at Dodger Stadium. And so Madden's thoughts on Underwood.
I didn't get like a hyper nervousness out of him. I thought he actually did pretty good. That first inning was tough. 41 pitches. It's very difficult to throw 41 pitches and give up no runs. That's almost impossible. But he got through that, and I thought Jimenez did a really nice job with him.
So let's talk a little bit about what Madden said here. He talks about it. Well, if you look at Kenta Maeda versus us last night, we really chased outside the zone a lot. Madden went on to say that we got to do better than that. Otherwise, I mean, I don't necessarily believe it's that tough. We just have to work better at bats. We chase too much. We got to force the pitcher in the strike zone, and once we do that, we'll be fine. They beat us 2-1. That's not spanking us by any means. So now, are the Cubs now on the college football poll? You're saying, well, they didn't spank us by any means. Still an L. Still a loss. So where do we put the Cubs now on the weekly poll for college football? They 19th team in the country now? 20th? Doesn't matter, man. The team is struggling to be able to put runs together. And because of the injuries and because of the lack of execution, you see what's happening with that bullpen. When you need them to come through, they didn't come through. Now, in yesterday's game, that was a matter of the Cubs not being able to scratch enough runs across. I actually thought the Cubs were going to win yesterday. I thought they were going to win the game yesterday because how it usually works is, you are on the road. You go from Cincinnati to Los Angeles, and so the adrenaline's still pumping. So I figured, okay, they're going to win this one for Underwood. If he's going to keep you in the ball game, four innings, give up one run, let the bullpen take over, then the offense should be able to get it done. And they couldn't master the question marks that Maeda was throwing out there. And so I kind of thought they were going to win and maybe drop this one tonight, but it's still a loss. I don't care if it's 2-1. I don't care if it's 8-6. Yeah, it was still a loss. It's not college football. It's not strength of schedule. You lost whether it was giving up the booty to the Reds or 2-1 loss to the Dodgers. And so tonight, maybe things turn around for John Lester because he's the ace of the staff. When you look at the Cubs pitching, the only person I trust starting is John Lester. The only person I trust. As much as Kyle Hendricks is a pitcher's pitchers, is a guy that can move the pitches around and change speeds and change location, don't know if that's the consistent guy that you need. He's got to get better at that as well. Quintana had a hard time last time out just trying to go through the order for the third time. Kind of odd. So when you're in this position and me saying that the Cubs are going to win the division and try to make some noise in the playoffs, it's hard to decipher when things will start clicking in the right direction for the Cubs. The Cubs are very emblematic of a lot of teams in the big leagues, where there are some teams that are playing well but not great, and then there's some teams toward the bottom that's pretty awful, to the middle to the bottom, and they're pretty awful. The Cubs are just kind of middling. They'll eventually win the division, but it is health is one thing, but also execution is another. As we talk about the Cubs on ESPN 1000 and ESPN app on Under the Hood. Underwood got out of that first inning.
I don't know if it was nerves, but I did turn around at one point and realized there were three guys on base. And but you know, after that, it was kind of just slowing the game down again and just one pitch at a time. The stuff you've done all your life. And after I settled down, I was able to make some good pitches and ended up giving up the bomb to Kike in the second. But no, I missed a pitch there. But it kind of helped me find my game again. And like I said, it was a fun experience, and I had a blast doing it.
That's a nice job. Underwood hung in there pretty well. It didn't embarrass himself. Yeah, that first inning, yeah, it was a ton. But, you know, he's able to get out of it. Maybe he should be in the rotation. I think I take him over Chatwood right now. Have you seen Tyler Chatwood lately? That guy. He walks a small island. He just no control, no rhyme, no reason when you see him out there. So some thoughts from John Lester here, because John Lester will be starting today. John Lester, 9-2 with a 2.10 ERA. Maybe he can stop the bleeding for the Cubs because it's going in the wrong direction. David Ross, you remember him, Grandpa, working with ESPN. I had a conversation with John Lester.
What's next? Tell me what's next for John. Tell me what's next for you. You've got three rings, man. You've got the contract. You're proving yourself and your worth every time you step foot on the mound. What's next for you? What do you want to accomplish?
Another ring. I mean, that's all. That's the goal. You know, I mean, obviously the season is so long, and I'm sure you know a lot of people have personal goals as far as what they want to try to do. But I mean, really, mine is to take the ball every 5 days, make my 32 to 34 five starts, and try to get to that magic 200 inning number, and then go into the postseason. You know, I mean, that's why. You know, I hope that's why a lot of these guys play this game now. Now that we've won and they've been a part of it, it's like, let's get back to doing that. You know, the personal stuff will take care of itself. I'm not worried about that sort of thing as long as I do my job. But you know, I got two more guaranteed and an option, so I want to try to get at least one more ring in there.
That's right. Well, I rode your coattails to 2-0, so I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, thanks for spending this time with me. Love you, thanks, dude. Man. John Lester in the house.
So there is David Ross from ESPN now, former Cub, part of that championship team, talking to his battery mate, John Lester. So let's go back to Chris Bryant for a moment, because maybe for some of you, you just heard the news for the first time with me talking about it here on Under the Hood. With Chris Bryant being out, and yes, it's a 10-day disabled list, so it's not the end of the world. But I just know that what I've been watching from this this Cubs team is going in the wrong direction. Looking at what they have gone through, the Cubs losing to the Dodgers 2-1. Before that, losing 4 in a row to the Cincinnati Reds, 8-6, 11-2, 6-3, and 6-2. The offense had just not been there. That last game, there was an opportunity, but the bullpen really did not show up in that last game against Cincinnati. And so now losing a short, a close ball game against the Dodgers yesterday, that was very tough for the Cubs. But again, it's a long season. But what I will always identify about this long season is whether you are trending in the right direction. Are you going to be able to come out of this? Who's going to be able to come through offensively? I go back to the game last night, and I look at this lineup with Almora going 0 for 4. And I'm looking at the entire lineup in which they struck out 9 times. I see Hayward going 0 for 4. I see Zobrist going 1 for 3. I see Baez going 0 for 3. Now, again, Maeda was terrific for the Dodgers. But I want to ask this question. Sean, let's open the phone lines about this issue. I want to get it in before we hear from Jesse at the bottom. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Sean, let's open the phone lines because I want to ask Cub fans this. I want to find out from you the same question we asked to our listeners on and viewers on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood, and also at ESPN1000. Do you believe that the Cubs will be able to survive without Chris Bryant? Meaning that do you feel that they're a one-man band? If you take Bryant off the team, is the team average? How do you see the Cubs without Chris Bryant? If you're a Cubs fan, you can answer that question. I'm wondering, now that you know officially he's going to be on the 10-day disabled list and the Cubs will be without him, do you believe that the Cubs are a one-man band? So let's take your phone calls on that. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. And again, you can put your thoughts on Twitter as well, twitter.com, tweetjhood, and also at ESPN1000. We'll get your phone calls in on that. As you look at Cubs baseball without Bryant, what does it look like? We'll get your thoughts in on that in just a moment. Something else I want to point out to you as well that I thought was it's been very interesting over the last, 30 minutes or so. So NBA free agency is one thing, right? I mean, it's one of these hot, it's really hot because when you think about NBA free agency, you have the NBA finals, then you have the NBA awards, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. And then you go for NBA free agency because there's so much drama with NBA free agency, a ton of drama. I've got the key to free agency, by the way, coming up at the top of the hour, 8:03. I'll tell you the key to free agency because it's very interesting. But Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN.com says this. He says the Los Angeles Clippers are trading guard Austin Rivers to the Washington Wizards for center Marcin Gortat. That deal has taken place. Now, for those that don't know, Chicago's own Doc Rivers, he is the head coach for the Clippers. His son plays on the team. So clearly it was okay for Doc, for his son to be traded off the team. It's kind of an odd relationship. You can look that up yourself, but the relationship between Austin and Dockers is interesting. But I guess maybe the front office with the Clippers was like, hey, we're thinking about trading Austin. Go ahead, baby. Go on. Austin's gone. Okay, then good. I think Austin was good that he got paid. And so now if he goes someplace else, he's fine. But that's exactly what's happened. This free agency and all this this chatter has been very interesting. But that's one deal that took place, that Marcin Gortat, who's really been a stalwart and kind of a strong, really key to the Washington Wizards, as far as a guy that's in the middle, along with John Wall and Bradley Beal, well, now he's gone. And so you can see the domino starting to fall in Washington and what is falling when it comes to free agency. It's very compelling, all this that's going to happen, because it all affects the Bulls in some way, right? No. Felix agreed. He nodded his head. Of course it does. No, it does not. It does not affect the Bulls one way or the other. No. But it does affect the Bulls because the Bulls are in the NBA. So let me get your thoughts in on Chris Bryant. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. So, again, the story coming across not too long ago that Chris Bryant is on the disabled list. So now, how do the Cubs handle this? Do you feel that they're a one-man band? I will give you a little flavor on Twitter. So at ESPN 1000, when I ask you, you know, how will the Cubs get out of this without Bryant, 54% of you say that they will be able to survive. 46% say no. I think that's pretty strong. 54% of you say yes, but 46% is not so sure. Okay, we're going to go through the schedule for the Cubs in just a moment. Let me go to the phone lines and talk to you. Let me go to Mark and Logan Square on ESPN 1000. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jay Hood. How's it going, man?
Good, man. So Bryant's out. So how do the Cubs get out of this?
So I thought about this question a couple different ways. We don't have the pitching right now. You know, we obviously are taking a beating in our bullpen. You know, we don't know what Chatwood's going to give us. And we honestly, we don't know what we're going to get from Darvish. Through this 10-day stretch, they're obviously better off without him. I think they will survive because you got, you know, talent all over the team offensively. But it's the pitching that's what's going to kill us. And I think, to your point, what kind of team are they? I think they're above average team without him, but he's the guy. I think, you know, he's the one that gives us that World Series, you know, type feel. So I think they'll be okay. Obviously they need him, but they need some pitching back.
All right, my friend, I'm glad you checked in. I appreciate your phone call. Now he leaves the line open for you. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Just kind of wondering how you look at it. Bryant is, again, it's 10 days. It's a 10-day disabled list. But then you know how good Bryant is. The spicy ups and downs, when he's up at the plate, he's always a threat, right? So I'm wondering how this looks now without Bryant over at third base. Charlie and Beverly, and I'm jealous, on ESPN 1000. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I think the move that the Cubs got to do here is put Ian Happ at second base and put Javi Baez at third base. These young guys coming up from the Iowa Cubs and stuff, they're just not good enough to cut it, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, David Bode, I get he came up and he did all right, and, like, he's a solid player, but I just don't think Chris Bryant is an MVP of the National League in a time where there's almost never been this many stars in the league. So I don't think the Cubs, I think they're in hot water and definitely firmly placed on the hot seat, because after dropping four in Cincinnati and then losing to the Dodgers like this, I think they're not looking good.
All right, Charlie, I'm glad you checked in. I appreciate your phone call. As I mentioned, let me take a look at the schedule. So three more against Los Angeles, then back at home against Minnesota. So three against Minnesota, and then two against Detroit. That leads right into the 4th of July. And then another three against Cincinnati. Then they go back on the road July 9th, taking on San Francisco and San Diego. Now, a lot of this would kind of denote that this is kind of a soft schedule. But then again, it's baseball, and you don't know what a soft schedule is. Like, with the Cubs, the way they've been playing, I can't say, look how soft that schedule is. It's Cincinnati and the Dodgers. Who knows? Seriously, who knows what the softness of the schedule really is? Because of the inconsistency of a lot of teams in baseball, including the Cubs. That's for sure. Charlie, I'm glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. We'll continue to take your thoughts on Twitter, twitter.com, TweetJHood. And if you have other thoughts about the Cubs, join us. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. You know why I want you to call? If you have a Cubs thought about Chris Bryant or anything else, because we have this.
Coming up, Jesse Rogers with the latest on the Cubs with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Don't forget the Under the Hood podcast. You can find that wherever you find your podcasts, whether it's the TuneIn app, whether it's iTunes/Apple Music, whether it's Podcast Addict, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you look for me, Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. The most recent guest on that podcast, Terry Bors. Yes, that Terry Bors. He was on, and we had a terrific time talking baseball, talking about his days covering Michael Jordan in the early days. Terry Bors, on the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood. Check it out. Download it. Listen to it. Love to get your feedback. If you're doing it on Apple Music, make sure that you leave 5 stars in a review. My conversation, not interview, my conversation with Terry Bors on the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood. You are listening to Under the Hood, the radio show here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. We will have summer football coming up at 8:10. We turn now to Los Angeles, a man who covers the Cubs for ESPN.com and ABC 7 Eyewitness News. It is Jesse Rogers, live from Dodger Stadium. He joins me here on ESPN 1000. Hello, Jess.
Good afternoon or evening, Jay Hood, where you are. Quick note here. I may have to cut this off short to talk to Chris Bryant and or you, Darvish. Lots of walking wounded here for the Cubs. Mm-hmm. So a few of them are going to address the media. So if I do that, I'll talk to them, and then I'll jump back on and tell you what they say. I'm sure you've heard the news by now. Chris Bryant on the DL officially with that sore shoulder. Not surprising after the rhetoric from last night. Joe Maddon did not sound confident last night after the game. Before the game, he kind of did, but then Chris took some swings. He goes on the DL. I've also heard a little something that maybe was sort of a re-aggravation of something. He dove back into a base a while ago. That may have injured it, and then these extra swings may have re-injured it. So I see him walking this way. We may have to jump off, but that's the latest on him. I'm not sure how long the DL stint is going to be. He's halfway through it as we speak. We'll find out as he speaks to reporters shortly. But, they're in a little bit of a disarray here with all these injuries and obviously playing on the road out here. They'll get some home cooking. That will help soon, especially against AL teams who can't play with the DH. But right now they're behind the eight ball a little bit.
Absolutely. And again, if you have to jump off, please interrupt and let us know. So I'm clear. Yes, indeed, Bryant's been off for a couple of days. Will he take the full 10, or do you think this will be 6 or 7?
No, 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
No, he's got to be off now 10 for sure.
Okay.
I mean, they can make it retroactive to 4 or 5 days ago when he last played. But, he's got to be off for at least 10, which is into early next week. And he's coming over right now to speak with reporters. So why don't I call you back after we discuss it with him?
No problem. Thank you. Jesse Rogers from Los Angeles covering the Cubs and Dodgers series. And hopefully we'll get some clarification on what's going on with Bryant as far as how he's feeling with him being on the disabled list for 10 days. But, again, Chris Bryant going to meet with the media in a matter of moments. As you listen to ESPN 1000, the ESPN app, maybe a trend that could be for the Chicago Cubs could be how when there's struggles with some of these Cubs players, they seem to kind of bounce back. Let's go back to Rizzo, ESPN 1000's Anthony Rizzo. He got off to a dreadful start this season, but he's turned around since May 1st. He is tied for 5th in the majors in RBIs. So going through April, Rizzo was brutal. He had a 149 batting average, 448 OPS, one homer. And you look at what he's done since May 1st, 274 average, 878 OPS, and 11 home runs. So he got off to a sluggish start. Jason Hayward, before the DL stint, after the DL stint. So swing percentage was 46% before, now it's up to 49%. The chase percentage is 25% before, now up to 30%. Pitchers per plate appearances, he saw 4, and it's a little bit higher than it was before he went on the DL. So there's some interesting things to look at here as far as how some of these Cubs players performed early in the season and where they are right now. Now, of course, we look at the Cubs and how they played against the Reds and against the Dodgers so far, and it just has not been good because of the offense as a team. But the question I have for you, if you're just joining us, is I'm just trying to find out from you, how do you look at Chris Bryant now? How do you look at Chris Bryant and how do you look at the Cubs? Can they survive without Chris Bryant? It's going to be the full 10 days. And that's the reason why I asked, because Jesse said something that triggered me, like, because he was talking about, how the retroactive date for Chris Bryant because he's been away for a couple days, but he will be off for the full 10 days in this disabled list. So I'm wondering how you look at the Cubs without Chris Bryant. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Old Town, here's Austin on ESPN 1000. Hey, Austin.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, so yeah, I'm thinking without Chris Bryant, the Cubs will be okay. We have a very crucial 10-game stretch leading up to the All-Star break where we could use a little help from a bat like Caratini bringing up. Mm-hmm. I see Chris Jimenez come in, you know, pinch hit, crucial appearances with runners on base and scoring position, and we're bunting into double plays. I would like to see some more competitive at-bats and options coming off the bench because we got to get a little bit of offensive help in these scoring position chances to, you know, capitalize on some of these close games in order to win a few. If we fall too far back now, we might be in trouble chasing the Brewers after the All-Star break. So it's all about mitigating the damage right now in this time period, you know, staying within shooting distance.
All right, my friend, I appreciate your phone call. Leaves line open, 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Some interesting thoughts about how we can look at baseball in 3 to 5 years in just a moment. I'm going to get to that, but I got to get to Alex because he's been holding patiently in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. He's with us here on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm well. Thanks for checking in.
Anytime. You know, I think we should pump the brakes on the whole Chris Bryant thing. You know, I live over in Wisconsin, and I got a lot of friends that are Brewers fans. And listen, there are only 2 games on, you know, in front of us. We just got to pump the brakes. We fight through adversity. Bryant's going to be okay. We got enough bats in the lineup. We got Hap that can cover the duty. We got Zobrist. And we also have Baez. We'll be okay. And, you know, it's raining like heck over here, but I'm gonna let this go, and have a good night,
Alex. The one thing I would tell you is that all those guys you mentioned can't pitch, and that seems to be the issue. Like, yes, I do think that the offense is gonna be fine, but I think the issue is the pitching, and this is just like any championship ball club, right? You have championship aspirations, win a World Series, fall short the next year, then the injury bug. It's not quite 84-85 where the Cubs win the division, then 85, 4 of the 5 starters get hurt. It's not quite like that. But what I'm saying is that injuries and ineffectiveness can hurt any ball club. Now, I don't think that the Brewers are that team. I don't think that they'll be at the top when it's all squared away. But I will say this, that because this team has not been able to get on a roll, and I mean like a sustained success for a month plus because of some fork in the road, that's a problem. Because once you do get to the top and once you do get to in the playoff play, will you be able to gel as a ball club? Individually, you can look all over the diamond. Like, I like Baez and I like Happ and I like Schwarber and I like, hey, that's cool. But you're not going anywhere without pitching. And I told you this, Felix. I told you before the season that the one thing you have to be wary of is the pitching. Was not a Darvish fan, did not like the pickup. They told you that that's not a guy that's really Cub. Just didn't see that. I know that Hendricks is solid. I know Quintana's solid. I was confused by the Chatwood signing. And I thought, well, if he's a fifth starter, maybe you can kind of mitigate the damage there and just let him. But I'm just telling you right now, you the Cub fan, Felix, you're ball club right now in peril at this point in time.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this earlier today because I just after seeing all this news and especially now the news with Chris Bryant, last year during the playoffs and right before the playoffs, one of the biggest issues the Cubs had was pitching. Mm-hmm. Going in the playoffs, our biggest issue was pitching. Mm-hmm. Our offense, I take that back. Our pitching was an issue, but our offense was even worse. Our offense, they couldn't get hits. They couldn't get runs. They weren't able to do anything during the playoffs. Now we come into the season and we got our guys clicking. Now they're hitting. Now we got the offense, but where's the pitching? And that's something we need.
Well, I mean, and by the way, for people listening to it for the first time, Felix worked in the front office last year. He was part of the brain trust with Theo and Jed and McLeod. So that's why that was the case. As we reconnect now with Jesse Rogers in Los Angeles. Jesse, what was said there?
Yeah, it's what I kind of indicated to you. He injured his shoulder diving into a bag about a month ago. Now, the pain subsided. he said he was fine playing for a while, but then after building up some swings, taking a lot of swings, he kind of re-aggravated it. Now, here's the key part. He does not believe any of that has to do with the loss of power. And that was one of the questions put to him because, he hasn't been slugging as much. But we can't say for sure. Nobody knows. He can't even say for sure. He just doesn't think it was. So, again, the timeline is a month ago, sliding into a bag or back into it, diving back in. He hurt his shoulder a little bit. Pain went away. Swinging lately, it re-aggravated it. And they put him on the 10-day DL. He thinks as soon as he's eligible, which is early next week, he'll be able to come off. He's pretty down about it, mostly because this is happening in a losing streak. He wants to help the team, and he really is down about it because he couldn't pinch hit. And here they're playing with a 24-man roster, and Joe's sending up Listella, and Joe's sending up Almora, and he can't go send up Ryan because he's not healthy. So DL was the best possible scenario here. He's hoping it's just 5 days. He won't swing for a couple 5 days more. He won't swing for a couple days, and then we'll see how it all plays out. But it is a re-aggravation, and, you can only assume it had to help about some of his struggles. I mean, lead to some of his struggles. It just makes too much sense, though he's not willing to go there.
So Jesse, how does the lineup look here for tonight, and do you think it'll be something that we'll see moving forward here without Brian in the lineup?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we've seen him play Hap a couple times at third base already, and Hap's done a good job there. But Baez is there today. Mm-hmm. Russell's at short. Zobrist at second. So I think we're going to see, guys move around. Zobrist is only going to play two out of every three games. So when he sits, that changes things. Hap's not going to play every day. He's playing in center today. Almora is not. Don't tweet at me, tweet at Joe. And so I think what you're seeing right now, Baez at third, Hap at third. Listella will probably got to get a start at third. I think they've got enough good infielders that can move guys around. But, I would assume Baez and Hap share time unless he wants to get Listella in there.
Right now, yes or no, Underwood's better than Chatwood right now.
Oh man! I mean, can I say Montgomery? Can I choose Montgomery?
No, you can't choose Montgomery. No, I mean the poise of Underwood, Jesse. Listen, it was bowling shoe ugly in the first inning for sure, but he showed some poise there. But he didn't walk the ballpark as much as Chatwood. That's
no,
all I'm saying.
He didn't. But Chatwood has gotten out of some trouble too. Look, I'm not going to go completely there. You tell a guy you're starting, and this is your only start of the season, possibly. The adrenaline's going to be pumping. I mean, give Chatwood one start and then he's done. Who knows what he might do? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't make that jump. I mean, look, he was one pitch away from 42 pitches and a 4-0 deficit.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a fine line when it comes to these guys. And Chatwood's made some darn good pitches to get out of trouble, all here and there. So I can't go there. I'm not going to say Dwayne Underwood's better than Darvish and Chatwood and should be the number two pitcher.
there's desperate times right now. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, it made me think. It made me think. That's for sure.
All right. So the thing is, I've been talking about Jesse is that it's one thing to look at what's going on with Chris Bryant and some of the injuries that the Cubs have suffered, but the issue for me is the pitching, especially the injuries and the relief. I think that like tonight is a winnable game because Lester's on the mound. He gives you the best chance to win when he's out there. But don't you think that even more so than the hitting, the pitching is a major issue?
I don't know. I think I could make a case either way. Last night they scored one run. You're mm-hmm. not going to win any games. Of course, if Justin Wilson doesn't give up a homer in the eighth, we still might be playing because the Cubs scored one in the ninth. Although you don't know how Jensen pitches if it's 1-0 instead of 2. I think there's equal blame. When you lose 5 in a row like this, 4 to a last-place team, 1 here to the Dodgers, there's enough blame to go around. Obviously, the offense has come up short in several of these games, and certainly the bullpen has as well. So I'm going to say there's equal blame to go around.
What time is the Justin Hancock press conference about his issues?
I mean, he's last on the list today because there's so many different things here. I mean, they don't know what exactly they're going to do with Darvish day to day with him in terms of what his next assignment is. That's kind of a strange thing. Usually there's a plan, but they're kind of waiting to how he feels every day after he throws. So that's that. Dylan Maples is up. We didn't even talk about him. He's gone on a huge tear mm-hmm. at AAA. But, yeah, Hancock's hurting a little bit. I mean, in some ways, they've been saved by some of these relievers they've brought up. But you can't count on these guys long term. They got to get their guys Edwards and Morrow back. And Brandon Morrow will be activated tomorrow, so they'll have their closer tomorrow. which is a huge lift.
This is the time to talk about your book. Where can we find your book, Jesse?
It's funny. Joe was talking about his own book. And see, he's got a hitting manual. He's given it to a few players, and he'd like to get that published. And everybody looked at me like, okay, well, I'll publish it for you. Sure, I'll get it published. But he joked about not having enough time to write one himself. And that's kind of why he didn't want to do an autobiography with me and Bill Chastain. He just was willing to sit for a couple, an hour or so at spring training. Anyway, the book on Joe Maddon, not by Joe Maddon, is called Try Not to Suck. You can get it at Amazon, your local bookstore.
All right. As always, my friend, I appreciate it. And looking forward to this one with the Cubs and the Dodgers. I think they turned around tonight.
Well, Lester's the man. You know, if you can count on anybody to break a streak this year, it's definitely him. And by the way, if you go to ESPN.com in a few minutes, I'll have a video of Chris Bryant talking about his issues, you know, up. And you can tell he's not the happiest camper, which is expected.
Right. Just real quick, I have this on my list to ask you about the Lester piece that you wrote with him being a sore loser, but a great winner. Could you talk about that real quick?
Yeah, sure. I mean, all these elite guys are competitive, but he is a different cat because he's not really competitive in other. You remember Michael Jordan would beat Steve Kerr in everything they ever played?
Mm-hmm.
That's not John Lester. He channels it all on the mound. And if it doesn't go well, I'm telling you, people that know him best say he goes to a really dark place. And it's real interesting how he kind of brings himself out of it because he tries to put things in perspective. You really wanted to try to live up to this contract early on, and he still has that on his mind. So he really beats himself up. And it's funny hearing Theo, his agent, people that know him best, David Ross, all say the same thing without, you know, me prompting them. And the thing they said is his competition is with himself. It's not with anybody else or even the opponent. It's with himself to make the best pitch. And his agent constantly has to remind him how good he is. And I said, really? And Ross backed it up. And the agent said, I swear on my kid's life. You know, he was not making it up. So it was real interesting to hear what kind of a competitor this guy is and how much he puts on his back. I'm staring at David Ross now. I remember Ross telling me during this interview, you know, he would cry to David early on. I got to be better, David. I got to be better. Everyone's looking at me in tears. And this is the sort of stuff we don't see. But now we do see the results of all that, and it really inspires him to do better.
Yeah, again, go to the Cubs section of ESPN.com, and Jesse has a terrific column on that I read earlier today. Hope you get a chance to read it as well. Jesse, thanks so much for checking in.
Thanks, Jay Hood. Have a great night and a great show. Talk to you soon.
It is Jesse Rogers from Chavez Ravine giving us the latest on the Cubs. Got a chance to talk to Chris Bryant. Got that news. Got the Justin Hancock news. It's all there for you. This is what we bring to you on Under the Hood. I mean, right to the minute. Got a chance to talk to Chris Bryant, which was terrific. All right. Don't forget, we've got summer of football coming up at 8:10. Dan Durkin from The Athletic will be with us. We talk some Bears. What do the Bears look like for the 2018 campaign? What is considered a success for the Bears in 2018? We'll get to Dan Durkin on that at 8:10.
You're listening to my man's and them.
Just a man that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
What? Jay Hood.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Dan Durkin, summer of football, his thoughts about the Bears and the National Football League. We have Tales from the Hood, and don't forget, if you're a wrestling fan, coming up in a little bit more than an hour from now, 9 o'clock when SmackDown Live is over, we've got Tuesday, Wrestling Tuesday. Dave LaGreca from Sirius XM is going to be with us. We will break down everything pro wrestling / sports entertainment, 9 o'clock every Tuesday night on Under the Hood.
From your hood to J Hood.
I excel, then prevail. The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.